Hey, good evening, Living Waters. How are you guys? I hope you've had a great day. It's beautiful out. It was a beautiful day outside today. So nice to, if you're going to be in lockdown, I think today was a great day to be in lockdown. It was just really lovely outside. Hey, look, so good to have you here tonight with me. And, yeah, my name's Craig Wilson. For those of you who don't know me, I'm one of the, elders at Living Waters. And hey, look, we were talking in one of the oversight meetings a while ago, or last week, and we just thought it'd be a really good idea just to touch on the economics of this whole COVID lockdown thing that we all find ourselves in. There's going to be a whole range of scenarios out there for a whole lot of different people. So some of you literally might feel no economic impact, for what's happening for you at the moment. Might be pretty much life as normal, apart from the fact you can't go outside. But in terms of your income, your finances, it may just be pretty much life as normal. Some people, you might have had a huge impact in your finances. Some of you may have lost your job. Some of your business, you may have had a massive reduction in revenue. And some people, some business owners may literally have had their income totally stop, which is just the reality of it. And some people, you know, let's just say you owned a supermarket, you actually are probably having a pretty good time right now in terms of your economics and your finances. So there's a whole range of scenarios, but I believe it's a really good thing to think about, because probably, I just want to share something tonight that will just really encourage us to dig a little bit deeper into the fact that in our lives, in our financial lives, that God is our provider. You know, one of the names of God is Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. So it's a really good thing to know that. And sometimes we can know that in our head, but sometimes we get into a scenario like we're in right now, and do we know that in our heart? Do we know that God is actually our provider, you know, right down in the depths of our heart? And probably one of the biggest things that this, or for me personally, the biggest impact this whole scenario has had for me, is it's really caused me to look again at where my security is, in terms of my provision. Is my security and my provision in God, or is it in myself? The whole world financial markets have been going crazy. Stock markets are up and they're down. And, you know, globally, there are going to be a huge amount of job losses through this whole scenario, at least in the short term. I don't, who knows about the long term, but there's definitely going to be a huge financial impact. And maybe you, when you think about your finances and your income, maybe you've had your security shaken. And it's quite reasonable. And I think it's good to be honest about that as well. Sometimes we can hide behind a false pretense that, you know, I'm okay, it's all good. But it's actually really good to examine yourself and see, has my security been shaken in this time? And if it has, to understand why it's been shaken. I mean, possibly it's revealed that maybe our security, and it's something that I've sort of been tested on, is my security in my ability to earn an income, or is my security in the fact that God is my provision? And, you know, I reckon that I think it's a really relevant thing to look at. And I think in this moment, I actually believe that God wants to actually reveal himself to me and to a lot of us as our provider in a greater way. And I think that's pretty cool. When we think about money, and obviously, you know, some people don't think about money very much, but in reality, we all need money to be able to facilitate living in the world that we live in. If financial advisors would tell us that we actually need to, you know, a financial advisor would say that you're probably wise these days to somehow generate multiple streams of income. And most of us will have a job, you know, if you're in the right age, you know, if you're retired, you've sort of moved past that, but most of us are going to have some sort of job. We may have a business, or you may have some sort of investments that bring income into your life. But for most of us, it's probably our job that is the thing that brings income into our life. And so when we think about our income and probably our provision, we think about our job as our provision of our income. And I believe that there's just a bit of a shift. And a shift that's possible. And I heard someone talking a wee while ago that actually started a shift in the way I think about my income and about my provision. And I actually think that God really wants to start to redirect our thoughts on income to him as our provider, rather than just our job as our main source of income. So I want you to listen to this and see what you think of this. For me, this started a shift in my thinking, and I'm still working through that. But for me, it was actually a really great little moment. I shared it with Jackie, and she went, yeah, that's actually pretty good. So the concept of the shift that I just really want to encourage you with is, When we think about streams of income, if, you know, a financial advisor would sit down and say, you know, I've actually heard some of them say you should actually have 7 streams of income. How does that happen? I don't know. I haven't reached that stage. I'm not sure if anyone I know has reached that stage, but how do you get 7? I don't know. But instead of thinking about streams of income, the shift in thinking was to shift from that to thinking about streams of provision. And of course, you know, we're thinking about God as our provision here. And I think what happens is when I think about a streams of provision instead of streams of income, all of a sudden it shifts from my ability to earn an income to God's ability to provide for me. And I think one of the things that God is doing at the moment is he's realigning the way we think in our priorities, the way we think about our life. And I think there's a real key shift for us, because I believe that probably a lot of us over time have become really secure in our own personal ability to earn an income. And that's fine. And I think we've probably, and I can look at myself and I probably think I have to a certain degree become quite self-reliant on the income that I can earn myself, rather than being reliant and being God-reliant on his provision in my life. So can you just see that little wee shift in thinking? And I reckon that God is actually really probably challenging us and maybe provoking some of us by the circumstance we may find ourselves in right now to think, shift our thinking to streams of provision instead of streams of income that you can earn yourself. So it's streams of provision that God is able to provide. So looking to him as our provider rather than being self-reliant upon my own ability to earn an income. So it makes you think about how would that practically work though? Because that's a nice shift in your mind, but how would that actually change in terms of a practical day-to-day ability on a day-to-day level? Because in our normal day-to-day, when we're not in a circumstance like we find ourselves in right now, we probably don't look. If especially if you're, you know, comfortable or you're happy with how things are, you're probably not looking for extra sources of income or extra sources of ways that God could provide for you. And sometimes I can look back and see these times when I'm not actively looking for ways that God can provide for me. But these are kind of extraordinary times, and there'll be people that you know, or maybe even yourself, and right now you are thinking, help, my income has been impacted, I've lost my job or whatever it is. So where is my income coming from? And some people have been able to access the government package, which is fantastic that the government's been able to do that. But perhaps we need to start to look to God in a way that we haven't looked at in the past, because we haven't been in the circumstance where we've been provoked to look at that way. So I personally believe it's a time when God is shifting us as his people to think about him as our provider in a new way. Now, there's a verse I want to quickly look at, John 7, verse 38. Now, it's not a verse you would typically sort of associate with finances or any talk about economics, but I mean, John 7, 38, Jesus I'll read it out to you. It says, on the last and greatest day of the feast, and it's Jesus speaking here, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from him. Now, obviously, that's talking about streams of living water flowing from within us. But to me, there's just a little clue in here. See, God just does, in that verse, Jesus doesn't say that you're going to have a stream flowing from you. But there's a bit of an insight into the heart of God here. God's heart is abundance. So Jesus just doesn't want a stream of living water. He wants streams of living water flowing from your life. And I just reckon if we can just take that concept and apply it to our finances and our financial life at this time, God just doesn't want a stream of income coming to you. And even outside of this time, I believe God's heart of abundance, is that he actually wants streams of provision flowing into your life. See, if God really is a God of abundance, he just doesn't want a little stream. He wants a large stream coming into your life. And I think that's really a great way. It's a great shift for me to be thinking about that right now, and maybe for you as well. Because see, His abundance isn't limited by a lockdown. So God's ability to provide for you hasn't been limited by the lockdown. You know, his ability to provide for us is never limited by our circumstance. And I think that's a really great thing to sort of remind ourselves right now. And it's not that he just wants to be abundance. It's the fact that he is abundance. So as we get an unfolding revelation of God in our lives, if we start to know him more, we're going to know his abundance more, because he, it's not just that he has abundance for us, it's that he is abundance. And I think that's a pretty cool little, that just helps in that little mind shift as well. So I believe that God wants to release streams of provision to us as his people, and right in this time right now. And how good would it be if you're in a circumstance where maybe you've had your income challenged or reduced, or your job lost, whatever it is, how great would it be to know God is your provider, and him to release his abundance to you in a new way? You know, we can look at example biblically of times when God provided in extraordinary ways outside of the normal. So we can think of Elijah. Elijah was beside a brook, and a bird brought him food. A raven brought him food. And we can think of the children of Israel in the desert. You know, there wasn't like a dairy that they could just pop down to get their bread and their meat or whatever they were going to get. So what did God do? God provided manna every day for them. All they needed to do was go outside their tent. There was manna on the ground. God had abundance of provision. And I'm pretty sure they didn't have to, you know, scrape it and scrimp it to get that manna. I'm sure there was an abundance of manna for them to collect. And every day, it's kept on coming and coming. So miraculous provision. And then, you know, we look at Jesus. He was able to provide for a whole crowd of people with a loaf, you know, some loaves and fishes from a small boy. So God can take a little and turn it into a whole lot. I mean, there was basketfuls left over when Jesus provided that miracle of provision for a whole crowd, because he saw that the crowd had a need, and he accessed miraculous provision to provide for the crowd. So Jesus provided an abundance. It wasn't just enough. There was actually a lot left over as well. And I'm sure that some of you may even know of examples where we've heard about provision where, you know, there hasn't been enough to go around, and people have just dished out what they have, and all of a sudden they look back and realize that for some reason a little fed a lot more than what it should have. So God can release miraculous provision to us right now. And I think that's actually pretty cool. But I just want to just introduce something to us as a church as well, that just might help start a shift in thinking and start a new thought process about how God can provide for you in ways outside of your income or outside of the circumstance you find yourself in right now. And it actually comes from, you'll all know Bethel Church. Bethel Church have, when they do their offering, they do offering readings, and I really love their offering readings. So I want to read offering reading number one from Bethel Church to you right now. But as I read this, I want you to think about your circumstance and just let this reading just enhance the way you think about how God could provide for you beyond just your ability to earn an income, because I believe that's what God wants us to get out of what we're saying right now. And the key thing about this is an offering reading. Do you know, one of the key ways that we talked about last Sunday, actually, about accessing God's provision, is to make sure that you are giving. So to make sure that there's something flowing from your life so that something can flow into your life. You know, perhaps you've heard about the Dead Sea. You know, the Dead Sea is in Israel, and it's a Dead Sea that has no life in it because it's full of a really strongly salty lake. The river flows into it, but there's no outflow, so it's actually called the Dead Sea. So we don't want to be a place where our finances are stagnant because we haven't got an outflow for our finances. So even if you're challenged, I really encourage you, and I know it's not an easy thing to do, but if you're challenged in your finances, I encourage you to give. Keep thinking about how you can be generous at this time, because the heart of God is abundance and generosity. And I believe that as we start moving in abundance and generosity ourselves, that God's abundance and generosity will flow towards us. But just listen to this. So at Bethel, they do this when they're receiving the offerings. And I'm going to actually read two offerings here. So hope we're not going to go too long. But anyway, this is the first one. The first offering reading says, as we receive today's offering, we are believing the Lord for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, estates and inheritances, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, finding money, debts paid off unexpectedly, expenses decreasing, blessing and increase. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all of my financial needs, that I may have more than enough to give to the kingdom of God and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I know it's not a massively exhaustive list, and only there's quite a big list, but there's some ideas here that perhaps you haven't thought about, ways that God could actually provide for you or bring a stream of provision into your life at this time that is not happening at the moment. So, you know, think about some of those things. There may be court cases or insurances that all of a sudden settle in your favor that for years have not. Who knows what God can arrange at this time if you put your faith in Him as your provider. Oh, and I love this one. So this is number three, offering reading number three. And I just think there's something here, especially for people in business. And if you're business minded, if you're active in business, or you want to be active in business, I love this. It says, as we pray for wells of revival, and at Living Waters, we're a church that would believe for wells of revival. You know, one of the key visions for our church is that we want to be a well of blessing to our city. How about if Living Waters not just became a well of revival, a well of spiritual blessing, but what if Living Waters was somehow able to be a church that accessed economic blessing for our city or our nation? I think that'd be pretty cool. So I'm going to read this. As we pray for wells of revival, we pray for new economic wells to be created. Isn't that awesome? I think that's pretty cool. So Lord, we ask you for favor in our city with CEOs, government leaders, and kings. We ask that manufacturing firms that produce goods for the nations and provide new jobs for our people. We ask for technology to be established, for new markets, for new energy sources and efficient solutions to grow as a population. We ask for the law and the courts that measure with the justice and the freedom of our land's constitution. We ask for civil servants that encourage entrepreneurs and a media known for wisdom and truth. And check out this one. We ask for natural resources to be released, harvested, sold, and reproduced in our city. For education, books, and universities that develop mind molders who influence the influential. Capital to build small businesses that provide services, arts, and culture, attracting both young and old. Medical community known for integrity and excellence. Repentance from poverty, small thinking, and envy. We ask for courage to recognize opportunity to make wealth. We ask for abundance to bless the world and the prudence to save and invest. And we ask for revelation to pass on wealth to our children's children. So we declare that when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. So isn't there some great concepts in there, things that we can be believing that maybe God can release provision, streams of provision to us personally? But what about believing that God can open up economic wells and economic provision to our city in a time when our city and our nation probably is going to need it? I mean, you know, you probably see just seeing in the newspaper 400 pilots, highly skilled people that we rely on. You know, when you've been on your holidays, you've been on your ministry trips or whatever you're doing, you wouldn't have got there, chances are, without those pilots. So we thank you, God, for those pilots. But man, we're going to need something, some economic wells to be re-stimulated in our city. So those 400 pilots all up and down our nation, those 400 pilots can get re-employed, and not have lost their jobs. So I reckon that's a great thing to believe for. Now, I just want to really quickly finish, and I just felt as I was just preparing for this, I just felt to read Ezekiel, or just look at Ezekiel 37. And particularly, there may just be some of you, particularly you're looking at your finances, and you literally see your finances as a valley of dry bones. So Ezekiel 37, you probably know the verse, but Ezekiel 37, Ezekiel was seeing a vision, and in that vision, the Lord led him to a valley, and he just sees dry bones. And it's bones that have been dislocated, and it's just obviously where there once was life, there is no more life, and there's literally dead, dry bones. And just the thing, I'll just read it. In verse 3, God says to Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And Ezekiel wisely says, when God asks you a question, don't give him the answer, he says to God, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." But I reckon there's some of us questioning, there may be some of you questioning your finances, and thinking, God, can these bones live? Can these bones of my business, can these bones of my economic situation, can there be life again in that circumstance? Do you know what Ezekiel does? There's dry bones, and you might look at your circumstance and think, man, my economic circumstance is dry bones right now. But Ezekiel does two things. Or actually, he does two things. The first thing, he prophesies to the bones. And then the secondly, he prophesies to the breath. And I believe that right now is a time when we need to speak over our businesses, speak over our economics, and speak over the businesses in our city, the businesses in our nation. Because there are some people who will be looking at their businesses and they'll go, man, my business is dry bones. My business has stopped. My economics have literally just stopped dead in their tracks. So wouldn't it be great to prophesy streams of provision and new economic wells over the dry bones of the economy that may be in parts of our economy, in our nation, and in our cities? So in some of you personally, I believe that's hopefully that's an encouragement to some of you that we can prophesy over the dry bones of our circumstance. And I just believe that there's some of you that maybe you might just need to spend some time just bringing your business, your finances, your income before the Lord right now and say, God, can you open up streams of provision into my life? Streams of provision that I hadn't looked at before, that I maybe even didn't need before. But God, can you open up those streams of provision? And maybe we just need to declare that He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider at this time again. So, you know, I'd just love to pray for anyone right now who is feeling the weight. Maybe you're really feeling anxiety about your finances at this time. If you are, I tell you, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. And if you are in that situation, you know, maybe you just actually need to reach out to someone. For a start, just let someone else know what you're going through. Sometimes, you know, a problem halved is a problem shared, or a problem shared is a problem halved. So I think sometimes the courage just to talk to someone else about your circumstance, maybe to just get a different angle on it and maybe just get some different ideas as well. But just if you need to, don't hesitate to just reach out to someone that you know you can reach out to about your circumstance right now. So can I just pray for you? I'd love to just pray for you and anyone that that is in that circumstance with their finances or just need maybe just a bit of encouragement. You're not the only one, if that's your way. You're not the only one. So God, I just want to bring our finances to you, our income to you, and our provision to you right now. And God, I just ask that our hearts would be reoriented, our minds would be reoriented, that we would start to see you as our provision in a way possibly that we haven't had to in the last wee while. Lord, maybe we've been self-reliant, or maybe we've been quite reliant on our own income, reliant on our own ability to create for ourselves. But Father God, we just almost want to repent. Father God, if we have found us, if we can acknowledge that we're in that place, we have been in that place of self-reliance. And Father God, we just want to reorient our heart and our vision to you as our provider. Thank you, thank God, you're Jehovah Jireh, the God, the Lord will provide. Lord, we just want to receive that right now, that you will provide for our lives. And God, if there's uncertainty in anyone's heart right now, I just ask, Father God, that you will come as the Prince of Peace. Just bring peace to those hearts right now. If anyone feeling uncertainty, fear of the future, of what the future holds for their finances, for their family, or whatever it is, Lord, we just ask that you would come and you would bring peace to that circumstance right now. God, we just prophesy. We prophesy to those businesses, to the economics of our city. We prophesy new economic wealth. Father God, that there will be opportunities and circumstance arise even out of this lockdown situation and what proceeds from it. Lord, that will surprise us. We ask for new opportunities, for new economic wealth to be uncovered and released and to flow in our city right through our nation at this time, Father God. We ask that kingdom-minded entrepreneurs and a kingdom-minded people would grab a hold of new ideas and, Lord, be able to bless the economics of our city. And, Father God, we thank you that when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. Thank you, Father God. Your word says that you give us the ability to produce wealth. Thank you, Father God, for your provision in our lives. So, Hal, I just hope that's an encouragement to you tonight. Reach out if you need to reach out to someone and maybe just explore these issues a bit further. Talk to a friend or someone that, you know, might be able to just encourage you in this area. But I just really encourage you to reorientate the way you think about your provision and look to God in a new way. And even when the circumstance finishes and it resolves itself, maybe that your heart is being realigned so that God's kingdom purposes can be fulfilled in your life in a new way, and in a new way in the lives of those around you. So, hey, I just thank you for listening tonight. God bless you. And as Wes would say, have a great life. And we'll catch you later.